In September, the San Antonio City Council passed a $500,000 budget item that would fund the city's new reproductive justice initiative.
I'm excited about supporting the Reproductive Justice Fund. There are so many underserved women in our communities that need access to reproductive health care.
Reproductive rights are ensuring that women have access to health care in a state that lacks it. Texas still ranks 49th out of 50th for women's health. This is unacceptable.
And I'll be frank, I hope we are increasing access to safe abortions where they are legal in whatever way we can legally provide that support.
Those were City Council members Suk Kaur, Phyllis Villagran, and Jalen McKee Rodriguez. But not all on council supported the line item. Mark White tried twice to strip it out of the budget and failed.
Take a scenario where two 25-year-olds go out tonight. They meet at a bar. They end up going home together. 10, 15 weeks later, the woman is pregnant, wants an abortion. Should the San Antonio taxpayers have to pay for that lady to go travel to Arizona or Virginia or wherever it is to get that procedure?
It's been several weeks since the Reproductive Justice Fund was approved, but it's still unknown if it will be used to pay for abortion access in other states and if that would be seen as a violation of state law. San Antonio City Attorney Andy Segovia.
There's nothing that the council is doing today that is illegal or prohibited by state law.
But the San Antonio Family Association disagrees. They filed a lawsuit to block the fund. Patrick Von Dolan, the co-founder of the group, says the fund's intended purpose is illegal because it would violate Texas anti-abortion law.
We are acting on behalf of taxpayers in the city of San Anthony, city of San Antonio, to help protect and respect taxpayers and their hard-earned dollars, and want people to know that abortion and the procurement of it is illegal in the state of Texas. Participating in any part of the procurement of abortion, any process of that, chemical or surgical, is illegal.
Von Dolan says they will be seeking immediate action from the court to keep city funds from being used for the Reproductive Justice Fund.
So that the judge can look at it and make a ruling that the city has indeed stepped in, if they go forward the process, that they will be aiding and abetting criminal organizations.
Von Dolan is referring to organizations like the Buckle Bunnies, which provides funds for those who need financial help to access abortion in other states.
They don't know what they're saying. They don't know laws, really.
Michaela Montoya Frazier is the director of the Buckle Bunnies Fund.
Funding out-of-state abortion is completely legal. We've went to court and we've won. Every single abortion organization in Texas is allowed to do exactly what they've always been doing. So, you know, they can fight us, but we will win.
Von Dolan says he wants the state of Texas to do more to stop abortion seekers. He'd like to see state troopers stopping cars before they enter New Mexico.
If you're participating in any part of the procurement of a chemical or surgical abortion, either in Texas or going to New Mexico or any other state, then you're breaking the law.
Frazier of the Buckle Bunny says they are closely following the law.
So if the law keeps moving, we cannot just become obsolete, which is what they're trying to do. These lawsuits are just intended to scare us into not providing the very legal services that we do provide.
Meanwhile, Frazier says the Buckle Bunnies receive about 60 calls a week from Texans who need abortions. On average, they provide about $2,000 in assistance for travel, lodging, and medical services, and their bank account is running low. She says the San Antonio Reproductive Justice Fund would be coming just in time, depending on what happens in court. I'm David Martin Davies in San Antonio.